You're listening to New England Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njiri. After being smacked down by the defending Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals last week to open the NHL's regular season, the Boston Bruins have won their last two games, including their home opener on Monday. They're back on the ice tonight against the Edmonton Oilers. Many of the players from last season are back and are hoping to improve on a season where they only managed to get through the first round of the playoffs. Connor Ryan is with Boston Sports Journal. Good afternoon, Connor.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
I know it's early in the season when hope springs eternal for every NHL franchise, but based on the preseason and the first three games of this regular season, how are you feeling about the black and gold?
Well, I think you have to be pretty optimistic with what this Bruins team has. As you said, you know, not the stat that the Bruins were looking for on Wednesday against the Washington Capitals in their season opener, but they've really kind of rebounded over the next two games. They have a 4-0 shutout win over the Buffalo Sabres, a 6-3 win at home against the Ottawa Senators, and then going into tonight's matchup against the Oilers. So over especially the first month of the year, this Bruins team has a chance to really kind of build some points up and really kind of get settled into a groove against some lesser opponents. So even with that tough loss in their season opener, you know, you have to be pretty excited for what this team has, both in terms of the established veteran talent and also a number of younger skaters who should take that next step with this team this year.
In the preseason, they had a rather interesting setup. Part of the team was in China.
Absolutely, yeah. It was the word that has come to mind when you talk to Bruce Cassidy, the head coach, was discombobulated, which I think is a fair way to put it. Pretty much half of the team and most of the kind of the regular players you expect to see night in, night out, was in China for 10 days for a preseason trip, which involved two preseason games and then a whole bunch of different trips to various spots around the country. And while the players said, you know, it was a pretty cool experience, it still is tough when you're trying to ramp up for an 82-game schedule. By the time they were able to kind of practice as one unit, it was only pretty much 7-8 days before the start of the season, which I think you can kind of find the correlation between that abrupt preseason in which they could all kind of mesh together and that performance they had against Washington in their season opener.
You mentioned earlier, this is largely a very young team, aside from folks like Sedeno Chara, who's, 41 years old?
41, yeah.
What key players should we watch for?
Well, I think in terms of the young players, a guy you have to keep an eye out for is definitely Jake DeBrusk, who kind of had a bit of a breakout year last year. He was a first-round pick back in 2015 for the Bruins, a guy who they were pretty excited about, who slowly kind of built up his status as a top prospect over the last couple of years down in Providence. And he really broke out last year, became a top-six guy. Even if you look at a guy who's kind of a proven player already in David Pastrnak, you know, he's a guy who's 22 years old, two 30-goal seasons already, but Pastrnak's development as a complete 200-foot player is going to be something to really keep an eye out for this year, because if he can kind of hit that next level, that top line for the Bruins is going to be absolutely devastating for whoever they're matched up against.
Finally, I have to ask, who will replace the Garden legend Rene Rancourt to sing the national anthem?
So the plan right now is to have a bit of a rotation of different singers. They had, you know, off-season auditions. They had about 50 to 70 different singers perform at, you know, in front of, you know, Bruins management, in front of an empty TD Garden. And for their home opener on Monday against the Senators, they actually had a guy from Rhode Island, Todd Angeli, who is a probations officer by day and a bartender at night. And casually on the side, he's also an opera singer. So the guy has a pretty stacked resume. He's definitely got to watch for, but it'll be interesting to see just how many different singers kind of step up to try to fill those shoes from Rene Rancourt.
Connor Ryan is with Boston Sports Journal. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you for having me.
And you're listening to New England Public Radio.